You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Podcast Network. Find all of our shows at WeAreLibertarians.com. You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network. Find more great shows like this at WeAreLibertarians.com. Welcome to We Are Libertarians. My name is Chris Spangle. This is a very special short episode. I'm going to call it a user's guide to We Are Libertarians. We are celebrating our 8th anniversary today, March 8th. We begin 2012, and there's a lot of new people listening, and a lot of people don't understand maybe some of the inside jokes or all the different things that we do. And so for all of you new people, and some of you old people, we're going to have some special announcements. So that's the goal of this particular... If you're brand new, you're like, okay, who are you? That's a fair question. My name is Chris Spangle, and I have been in media and politics since 2002, worked on my first Republican campaign in 2002 here in Indianapolis. I was a Republican at the time, and I eventually worked for a guy named Andy Horning in 2004 and was listening to a lot of talk radio, and that's kind of when I heard libertarian for the first time, but I didn't know much about it. And then I started to read a little bit more about libertarianism over time, and I found out about this ideology that I liked a lot. But I was still not sold. It was very propagandized around the Iraq War stuff. And then I heard Ron Paul in 2008 in the debate start talking about non-interventionism, and it just made sense to me. And so that's when I became a libertarian, a card-carrying member of the libertarianism, in fact, and left a job that I was working in talk radio for 4 years. I'd been working at a news talk station in Indianapolis, and I went to work for the Libertarian Party of Indiana full-time. And I was there from 2008 to 2012, working with hundreds of candidates and county organizations and national figures, and really, really enjoyed that job. There isn't a week that goes by that I don't appreciate that experience and the friendships that that grew out of that. And while I was there, I wanted to get back into talking, and we were doing a Libertarian Party of Indiana podcast, and the host, Mike Cole, wasn't able to do it anymore. And so I bought some equipment, started doing the LPIN podcast, and wanted to start a second one as a college outreach. And so on March 8th, 2012, Creighton Harrington and Chris Galt and I sat down and recorded an episode. We'd actually done one on the first, but I had lost it. And we had a great time talking with each other for about 30 episodes, and then Chris and Creighton got into a fist fight, and Chris stopped coming on the show, and then a guy named Greg Linz came on, and he was my co-host for around 200, 250 episodes, and then there was a disagreement between him and I, and that he is no longer on the show. And now, and then Harry came on, and Harry has been a co-host ever since. Reinhold's coming on a little more. And in all, we've probably had about 50 different people come on and be co-hosts. And it's just a conversational discussion amongst friends about politics. It used to be a lot more conversational. Now we're trying to give you a lot more facts and try to take your... What really happened is I felt in 2017, 2018, like, people are giving me this time, and I need to really be super prepared and make sure that we're really prepared. We formed a research team and have chat rooms and everything just going all the time to try and make sure that we are using your time wisely and making sure that you are well-fed. So when you're talking with your friends, you understand what you're talking about, and you get this information that makes you sound smarter when you're talking with your friends in a fun, irreverent way where we take the topic seriously but not ourselves too seriously. Because I really want to listen to like all of these podcasts that magazines and pundits do, and they're just so boring and dry, and that's not what we want to be. We want to try and be fun and as well as informative and give you good information. And so We Are Libertarians has just grown from a single podcast in 2012 into a full brand with a magazine and several different podcasts on the network and big social media accounts, and it's just been really great, and it's been a ton of fun. We have several communities that you can join, like a Facebook group, a book club, a Discord group, a Twitch account. We We have a YouTube channel where we air video of most of these shows. And you can find all of that at wearelibertarians.com. So go and check all of that out. So we just appreciate everybody listening. And we just ask you to give us a few episodes. Try and get to know everybody. Try and, if you don't like a particular episode, give it another, just try a different one. Because every show is a little bit different. We try to give a lot of variety. We don't want it to be the same thing every week. So we have, you know, I've been doing podcasting since 2007. And so I really try hard to perfect this craft and make sure that you all are still engaged and still enjoying it and still having fun with us. And we just appreciate it. We appreciate everybody who listens. We appreciate all of our patrons. And that leads me into a discussion a little bit about what we're doing that's new. Today is a big day for We Are Libertarians. It is the official launch of several different things. I wanted to take the 8th anniversary of the podcast to really debut a few new things. First and foremost, our new logo. And so if you go to WeAreLibertarians.com, you'll see that pretty much any of our social media, our Patreon, our email blast, everything is updated now. It took me many, many hours to work on this with Brendan Goodcuff of Goodcuff Designs, who did an amazing job. We have so many different brands and tentacles under We Are Libertarians now that I really felt like it was time to go and do something that was fairly standard and try to tie everything together, because an election year is incredibly important for us. It always has been. And to give you an idea, in 2016, we were getting about 2,000 downloads an episode in the early part of 2016. By mid-early 2017, it was well over 10,000. And I bet you our biggest episode's Ron Paul with 113,000 downloads, but our biggest regular episode's around 15,000 now. And so an election year is just incredibly important for us to grow. I've been talking about it on the main show for a long time. We want to put our best foot forward in a presidential year because there are so many new people coming in who are interested in politics because they know they should know what's going on, but they don't know what's going on. And so they have libertarian leanings, and what do? They go to a podcast directory or a search engine, and they type libertarian podcasts. And we want to be the first one that they select, and we usually are. And it's because we've been around the longest. We have been going since 2000, and well, we've done this since 2012, but we have things going back to the beginning of my podcast career in 2009, and maybe even further back. But yeah, we have a huge library of content and a lot to choose from. And so we really try to be responsible with that choice that new people make and try to make sure that we represent the ideology and the movement well. And a new logo was definitely part of that. And we wanted to have it reflect kind of what we're doing, which is new and fresh, and it's a different ideology. And so the new branding really was very important. We raised a lot of money to do that. And let me pull up my PayPal, and I will tell you who donated, because I really appreciate it. First and foremost is Christy Avery. She's just such a great partner to us. And along with her and Jason Doolittle and Craig DaCosta, they've been with us the longest and have donated so much equipment to us, so much to just continually help us out. But all of our Patreons play a big part in that and continually help us. But several people donated to the special project to pay for the logo. And man, that was just so helpful to us. Ryan Lindsay also helped. I am going to scream at PayPal because I should have been prepared, but I'm not prepared. But you know, we really appreciate everybody who did that. And that was Ryan Lindsay, Jacob Christopher Lane, Matthew Durbin, Jason Doolittle, Mitchell Mankiewicz, man, I'm sorry, Dennis Beatty, Brian Nichols, and of course Christy Avery, who really donated the bulk of paying for this, and myself. Thanks to all of us who made this possible. It just looks great, And if you look up We Are Libertarians in the podcast directory, you'll see all the new artwork. Brian Nichols, is fire, man. It looks so good. It looks a little better than ours, to be honest. Brendan did such an amazing job with that. And that is coinciding with a brand new design at the website. We wanted to make sure that the website looks fresh and easily accessible and all the stuff's there and it's simple. And you can find all the episodes, all the blog posts, a guide. If you're a new libertarian, we have a little button at the top that says new to libertarianism, ? And you can see some basics there and read some articles about the foundations of libertarianism there. And you can see all of our shows. So you'll see my show, Brian Nichols, my public affairs show where I talk to charities here in Indianapolis, Gingerarchy with Tricia Stewart, Boss Hog of Liberty, and The Swamp Explained, Upward, which is a training podcast. And we're going to be adding several new shows here in the next month or two that you're going to love, that I am really excited about adding to the network. And it's just taken a little bit to get them onboarded and processing. But yeah, we're just building a great little team of libertarian creators here. And our patrons pay for all of that. And so we just thank everybody who donates to make that possible, because it takes a lot of tools to make all this stuff happen. And so one of the things that we're doing and that we're going to do is we've changed the Patreon tiers. So if you're a patron, you'll notice some changes. Now, I took away some stuff that I just frankly wasn't doing, and honestly, most of you weren't interested in. And I cleaned up a lot of the old stuff on the tiers. We're keeping the same basic levels. You know, we have the $1 a month, which is a basic supporter level. And I'm now going to give anybody that is a patron access to our Patreon Facebook group. It was just 10 and above previously, but now we're going to give access to anybody who's a patron. And so look for in your Patreon or your email a link to join that special exclusive Facebook group for our patrons only. At $5, we're adding bonus content, which is sort of what we've been doing. We usually have anywhere from 5 to 20 minutes extra as we get set up. We're kind of talking and chit-chatting, and you get to listen to that. It's all ad-free. And we are also giving early access. Every Saturday morning, I'm recording a bunch of bonus shows. Not bonus shows, but I'm recording episodes. So if I can't do a show on a Tuesday night, I'm consistent on Wednesday. We've already got Brian Nichols and Daniel Mitchell in the can there. I'm probably going to be talking to Johnny Rocket here in a moment. And I've got about 10 interviews lined up every Saturday. And you'll get early access to those. You'll hear those sometimes months before the regular audience and the regular feed will. And you get that for $5 a month. Cheap. Then there's the ideological origins tier. I'm adding more work for myself, but I feel like to really get consistent content, I need to do it myself. And so one thing that I wanted to do that I've talked a little bit about is a show where we examine the ideological origins of our thinking today. And that is going to be a monthly episode where I trace back something from our modern political thought and kind of show you this is where this came from. These are the origins of this thing. You're also going to get a sticker, which is fulfilled by Patreon. So you get a cool new wall sticker after 3 months of being a Patreon member. And we'll thank you on the show. And then at $25, it's the Build the Wall tier. And every month, I'm now going to start doing a coaching call or some kind of team call with everybody in the We Are Libertarians Network, so we all can kind of compare notes and gather information and just stay in touch. And that is going to be uploaded then to the $25 a month tier, so you can get the behind the scenes of what's going on. And you also get a cool poster. And so that is going to be fulfilled by Patreon. So if you were promised a poster and you never got one, Patreon's going to take care of that and make sure that you get your poster. You'll also get that sticker too. If you join the Patreon at anything like $100, you get everything in the previous tier, for instance. And then there's the $100 per month. You get mentioned every single show. You get to come on the show at least one time after 3 months of donations. You get a wall t-shirt. I didn't spell check, and I may just leave this because it's funny. On the Patreon landing page, it says a wall t-shirt after 3 months of patronage. It says shart and not shirt. Participation in the monthly team call that I just talked about. You get the t-shirt, the poster, the sticker, and you get to participate in the show in a much more active way. So that is the changes to our Patreon tier that I wanted to let you know about. In addition to that, we are also adding on a store. Our good friends, Harry and James, work at a t-shirt company. And so we've joined up with T-Chip to start offering a store. We had a very cool limited run that did very well, and it allowed me to start this store. And you can get posters and hats and T-shirts, and you can get to that once the domain is done propagating here. WeAreLibertarians.store. If that doesn't work, then you can go to WeAreLibertarians.com and find the link there. So that is going up too. We're also probably going to introduce some advertising to the main feed just to help pay some of the bills. So if you listen, here's the deal. All this stuff, all of it does is fund new projects. And what I'd really like to do before the end of this year is up is build some sort of thing that I haven't brainstormed yet about libertarianism and the basics of libertarianism that breaks it down in a very fundamental way. And I'd also like to do some Google ads for the show. And all of that costs money, and I already pay a lot out of pocket for We Are Libertarians. And so I'm just trying to find new ways to get new capital into the business to help it to grow and give you cool stuff in exchange for your participation. And make sure that you know that you're appreciated when you become a Patreon member or buy something at the store or support our advertisers. So all of these things are the funding components. Now, you may notice in the feed that there are also some new changes in terms of titling or categories. And what I've learned over the 8 years of doing this show is that not everybody listens to every show. Like, I think if you think about a podcast, you go, oh, well, everybody listens to every single one of those shows. But once you get to a podcast level like ours where you scale, then what you really get is people pick and choose. And our titling is really important in that. And so what I've tried to do is break things out into series so you can kind of search with a keyword that particular stream of the show in your RSS feed. So I use Downcast, and if I want to listen to All the Swamp Explained, then I can just type Swamp. Wall Daily was an example of that, and we're going to bring back Libertarian Politics and Policy in place of the Wall Daily show, and Hody, Reinhold, hopefully Sarah, and myself will be doing quicker, shorter shows through the week and putting it under the LPP banner, and then you can go and search that and find all the little quick hits about policy and politics from a libertarian perspective. There's The Cost, which is something I'd like to do more of, which is just a close personal examination of people who have been affected by public policy and just trying to bring empathy to the conversation around a particular policy. There is a debate series being planned out by Hody John, so there will be more debates, not just amongst the presidential candidates, but around topics of conversation. And so what we're doing is trying to keyword some of this stuff so that way you can search the particular topic or type of show. So, and frankly, if you, let's say you don't like a particular thing, then you can just skip over that one. But we hope that you'll listen to everything. And I'm working hard on the website to try and tag everything to get these streams so you can easily access our content, because what I really want at the end of this, at the end of my career, at the end of my life, whenever I die sitting behind this microphone talking to you, I am going to leave a tremendous amount of information for as many people as possible that can hear it. And so what I really want to do is give you the ability to go and search an RSS feed or a website and find the 1,500 podcasts that we've done about the death penalty. So I'm trying to be very intentional about setting up these little content streams for you guys. So if you start to see more series popping up in the feed and not just the regular Wednesday show, that's what that's about. So that way it is more helpful for you as a listener to get to the content that you particularly like. Gosh, what else is there? There's just We're always adding stuff on. If you're new to the brand, then you may not know that we have a magazine too. And the magazine is called Wall Reader, which you can find at walreader.com. And that is now going to be titled Heretic. That is managed by Ryan Lindsay. You can go back and listen to our conversation with him and learn a little bit more about him and the magazine. And the magazine is available on Amazon Kindle and also in print. We're on our third edition. The print of the third is about to come out, and there is a fourth one being worked on, and that is going to be completely rebranded as Heretic and not Wall Reader anymore. We felt that that was a little clunkier, and Ryan came up with the great name Heretic, and so look for a new brand, new logo, new everything coming soon. We've also added on and polished up the Libertarian Aurora, our morning email newsletter that you can find at libertarianaurora.com, and you can subscribe there to get that every morning. Yeah, we just are trying to provide you with as much information as possible. Make sure you like all our social. We're constantly posting memes and articles there that we find interesting. If you can't get to it, then we'll send a lot of that in the morning email newsletter. And when we publish to the blog, then you'll also get a second email in the evening at 9 p.m. that is the digest of what we've published to the website. So you'll never miss an episode. You'll never miss an article from We Are Libertarians. So there's just a lot going on. That is kind of where we're at, where we're heading in the future, and a little bit of an understanding of what We Are Libertarians is. So hopefully, if you're new to We Are Libertarians, some of that just clears it up for you, that you understand a little bit about who we are, what we're doing, where we've been, what's going on. And we just really appreciate you listening. I am a co-host on several different podcasts. So if you enjoy this podcast, then you may try The Pat Down. It's a comedy podcast I'm on. It's honestly the funniest podcast you'll ever hear, I promise, or your money back. I also do Now Hear This, which is a community affairs program here in Indianapolis on the radio. And I invite you to listen to all the We Are Libertarian shows. And another one that I work on, Leaders and Legends, love to have you subscribe to that too. That I produce that one, which is an inside look at the establishment of Indianapolis. So please subscribe to all these shows, support We Are Libertarians. If you really enjoy it, then spread the word. Tell your friends, go and subscribe on iTunes or subscribe on Apple Podcasts now. Old habits die hard. Please subscribe on Apple Podcasts, rate and review us. And that really helps us climb the charts. We've hit number 4 in news commentary, been featured in New and Noteworthy, and we'd like to continue that streak because that really does make a difference in helping people. They go, oh, hey, look, a libertarian podcast. So subscribing, downloading, rating, and reviewing in iTunes is just a huge deal for any podcast that you love and listen to. So we'd ask you to go do that. Sign up for our email newsletter. There's just so much that you can do. But we really want you to engage in the communities, which you'll find on the sidebar of the website, because there's tons of people looking to make friends. And we also have a program called Liberty and Chill, which you can find on the website or at wearelibertarians.com/liberty-chill. And the point is basically to help organize a social group. We provide the graphics and some tips and give you our best practices after years of doing this here in Indianapolis so you can form your own social group and start creating a libertarian society around you. Because the guiding fundamental philosophy of We Are Libertarians is that it doesn't matter what happens in every other part of the world or politics. What matters is that you work on yourself, that you improve your life, because your life is the 100 people you see a day or that are in your sphere of influence. Because if you can connect with them and you can create good relationships with them, and we start just going, you know, hey, why are you such a good friend? It's because my libertarianism has influenced me, and I need to have good cooperative relationships with people, and that requires me to be emotionally and physically and mentally healthy. And so that is the core mission of We Are Libertarians, is just helping you to connect with your life better so that we can build a better society. Because at the end of the day, all I can change is me. I can't change you. I can't control you. I can only control me. And that is a foundational principle of libertarianism. So there's no point in like trying to use the government or railing against the government all the time. We've got to figure out how to be better to each other. So if and when we can change the government, we've changed society for the better using libertarian principles. So if that concept interests you, keep listening on to We Are Libertarians. We're on every platform that you can think of. If you listen to podcasts there, we are there. If we're not, message me. I will add us to make sure that we get you And we really do appreciate you listening, and thank you so much. And we ask that you just tell your friends. That's like the most important thing that you can do to support the show. All right, thanks, and we will see you soon.
You're listening to the We Are Libertarians Network, and you can find more great shows like this at wearelibertarians.com. Shows like We Are Libertarians with Chris Spangle, The Brian Nichols Show, The Boss Hog of Liberty, Now Hear This with Chris Spangle, Gingerarchy with Tricia Stewart Mann, and our training podcast, Upward, Libertarian Activism. All of these shows are supported by our patrons. If you'd like to become a Patreon member, visit wearelibertarians.com. Thank you so much for listening to this show.